obviously, Tom Brady has been the talk of the NFL, I don't know, for 20-something years. But major now. Like, he's getting more attention than ever now that he's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, which is just beautiful. It's beautiful for Tampa. It's tremendous. It's outstanding. And it's like every day he gives us a little nugget just to keep us happy. He gives us something. And thank you, Tom. Thank you. So yesterday was like what they're calling the secret workout. Was it secret? They just didn't make an announcement. You know, they didn't go, all right, guys, we're going to be at Berkeley Prep at 8 a.m. If you want to come on out, load the bleachers up. Daddy's throwing passes. No, they just, you know, he organized it and he did it. I was mostly impressed that Ryan Jensen, the starting center who lives in Colorado, flew in just to work out. Like, he flew all the way, not by himself. He was on a plane that was piloted by another person, but he still made the trip to Tampa just to work out. I don't know how long he's going to be here and how many workouts he's going to get in, but
I mean, he's going to eventually move here, right?
Well, he lives here during the season.
Oh, okay.
He has two homes, right? Oh. He's a multi-millionaire.
Must be nice to have two homes. That didn't go through my brain.
He's one of the highest paid offensive linemen in the league.
Never even heard of him. Who's this? What's this jackass
name? You never heard
of
Ryan Jensen?
No.
Wow. Starting center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
No.
We signed him as a free agent. He played for the Baltimore Ravens?
No.
Before us?
No.
He's one of those
Jim Henson.
Oh, God, he's dead.
Muppets guy, but I don't know Ryan Jensen.
Ryan Jensen is a Cinderella story. This guy went to a D3 school, only weighed 240 pounds.
I don't even know what D3 means.
It's a small program.
All right, stop yelling.
Yeah, D3, that's how many you've had. You've had three D's in your life. Come on, lady.
Nice. That's
Come
true,
on.
Too.
I'm on fire.
Funny, because it's true.
Yeah.
Actually, that's probably a couple too many.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. My bad. So... only 240 pounds coming out of college. It was like, a seventh-round draft pick. Barely got drafted. Barely. And then put on some weight in the NFL, you know, and really, really worked hard at his craft. And not only became good, became one of the best. He's a ginge.
No, you would not.
Never mind.
Yeah. You looked him up the other day.
I'm not even going to finish his last name after you said that.
You looked him up the other day, and you were like, oh.
Did I?
Yeah. He's a big, crazy-looking man. But don't worry, he's married.
His girlfriend's hot, though.
Wife, yeah.
Oh,
wife.
Dear God.
What? What's wrong with that?
What? What's wrong?
Everything is wrong.
What?
What do you mean?
Everything is
wrong. He has
a
gorgeous wife.
Yeah, look how cute she is.
He has two very young kids. I think one's like 2 and one's like 6 months old.
Yeah,
so.
He doesn't need you.
Oh, God.
No,
actually, I know
you.
He doesn't need me, Will. That's not the point.
She looks like a hotter you.
No.
His wife.
No. She's successful. Yeah. No, they have a beautiful home in Colorado, and he's just... I like him because he's an old school throwback kind of player. Like he fights like almost every game. Like if you hit the quarterback late, guess what? You're gonna get punched in the face by Ryan Jensen most likely.
That, tough hair,
yeah,
will ruin your appetite.
You know what he looks like?
That ruined my. I'm not even hungry, but now I'm really not hungry.
You know what he looks like? If Rhett Matthew had a peanut allergy,
oh,
and he swelled up to about 100 pounds heavier than his normal self.
And shaved his beard like that. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Someone should let him know.
Ryan Jensen looks like, honey, I blew up the Rhett Matthew. Oh, man. That's awesome.
That's so unsightly.
He doesn't care. Doesn't care what you think about him.
Who would you rather make out with if you had to? Binary choice. Rhett or Ryan Jensen?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, I know. It's...
Oh, wait, there's other gingers. Or Whitmore.
Or Whitmore, okay. We put 3 in there.
All right, Whitmore.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, but Whitmore isn't like a ginge.
Yeah, he is.
Well, see, Brett is like, to me, is like a child. You know what I mean? Like, he's so
what?
Young.
What?
Yeah, he's like a baby. Man.
You hear that, Rhett? She called you a big-ass baby. Listen to the Cannon Baby podcast.
Hey, everybody, we're going to talk about Buccaneers today.
No,
oh,
I could never.
I'm a baby.
That's so gross. Not Rhett, but this guy, Ryan Jensen, is
he is
so
not gross.
Gross.
He is a badass. He looks like a wildling.
Yeah, he's definitely Viking descendants.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Wow. Nasty.
I am proud to have him as part of the Buccaneers. I was excited when we signed him, but I was very impressed that he flew in just to do the workout. But the tweet that's really going nuts today, going completely viral, he tweeted out, and there's a still shot from one of the media. I think Tampa Bay Times may have caught the shot, but it's Tom Brady's kind of showing him like how to looks like he's showing him how to fold a towel. And basically, and this really happened, Tom Brady taught him how to prevent ass sweat. So he told him, and Ryan Jensen, let me get to the tweet so you can see exactly what it says. But it's so funny because you think it's a joke, but then Tom Brady quote tweeted him and responded to it, which was even funnier. So Ryan Jensen tweeted in quotation. So he's quoting Tom Brady. He says, first you fold the towel once, then over itself again, put it down your crack and douse in baby powder. No more ass sweat. And why does that matter to Tom Brady? Because he's putting his hands under this guy's ass every play, unless they're in shotgun, to get the ball. And I thought it was pretty damn amazing. So that's how much attention to detail Tom Brady pays. You think Jameis Winston at any time says, hey, I need to talk to you about your booty sweat because it's making me fumble. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like Tom Brady is that much detail. Like, and
is it because he had a smelly ass?
No. It's just so funny, though. And I quote tweeted, I go, dude, I just figured out 2 years ago about the powder in the ass like that. Like, it's right. You know what I mean? And I've been doing the trial and error on different powders for 2 years, and I finally found the perfect one, and I'm so happy with my ass. My ass smells so good now. No more powder, no problems there. No more stinky butt for John.
Well.
No. If I fart.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it when I fart right after I powder my butt because it looks like LeBron James is warmed up before the playoffs, like right behind me.
What
just,
do you mean?
There's a poof of powder. Poof.
He does this thing. Yeah, he just like throws it up.
Oh, I didn't get the reference.
I'm just kidding.
Like a big black guy's butt. I don't get it.
Yeah, I got two big black man's hands on my ass all the time.
I don't watch basketball.
You don't.
No, I'm not.
You dumb as hell.
Bitch, I'm not.
Hey. So Tom Brady quote tweeted him, though, which is really cool. And he basically, he verified that tweet and said, you know, hey, 21 years experience or something like that. I don't have it in front of me. But really, really cool, though, that they already had that kind of camaraderie. And that's why I said it was impressive that the center would come from Colorado, because the importance of getting that rhythm, that snap to the quarterback early on is really important, because nobody touches the ball more on the offense than the center and the quarterback. They're the only two people that touch the ball on every play. Did you know that?
I mean, yeah, now that I think about it.
Every
obvious.
Play. That's important, because all it takes is one turnover to lose a game. Very easy.
I like
to lose
turnovers.
A game. Do you?
They're tasty.
Cherry ones?
I think I like apple.
Apple's good. You know who's got a very underrated turnover that nobody even really talks about?
Winn-Dixie? Walmart. Costco? McDonald's.
McDonald's does not have a turnover. It is a fast food place, though.
They do have apple pie, though.
They do, and sometimes some McDonald's do the baked one. Trash. Fry my pie. And then I can get a sundae, and I put my fried pie in the sundae, and I got a la mode. No, Arby's has a killer turnover. Mm-hmm. Flaky, sometimes all hot in your mouth. You're like, damn, Arby's, what you doing to me? Why you making it sexy, Arby's? I came in here trying to get a cheesy-ass roast beef sandwich, and now all of a sudden, I got a turnover. Popping in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. And they're like, how many turnovers you want, Daddy? And I'm like, don't call me Daddy. Call me by my name. And they're like, what's your name then? And I'm like, they call me Cardiac Drill. Yeah, I'm Cardiac Drill. And then I order all the turnovers, and I hand them out to homeless people.
They don't.
I know, but it sounded good when I said it. Everybody knows I ate them by myself on my way home. So many pastry flakes on my boobs. It's just like, it's the same thing. When you get a muffin, as when you get a turnover. If you eat it in your car, 40% of that pastry is for your boobies. Just crumbles all over the place. You trying to catch it with the other hand? Looking like a savage. So, I've yet to order a Buccaneers jersey because they're $150 and, you know.
Are you going to get a Brady one?
No. No, we've discussed this before. I don't like to get...
Oh, that's right, because he's a thin man.
Yeah.
I so like you got to get a Velveeta or whatever his name is.
I really want a Vea jersey.
Yeah. Or you can get this fat ginger jersey.
Ryan Jensen?
Yeah.
I mean...
He's a big boy.
I wouldn't be upset if somebody bought me a Ryan Jensen jersey. I'd wear it, but, you know...
Is that a thing or is that your thing where you only want to wear, like, big boy jerseys?
It's my thing, but I think a lot of fat guys probably agree with me because you look stupid. You look dumb.
Why? Why do you look – you look weird that you have somebody else's last name on your back, I think.
Yeah, but it's the same reason why I don't wear soccer jerseys because there's no big fat soccer players and I'll look like an idiot and I don't want to do it. Or basketball
fat
jersey.
Guy in little coat.
You ever see a fat guy in a basketball jersey?
Ew.
It's the worst. They look like goddamn morons.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. LeBron.
Yeah.
You're 5'8" and 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Your only thing you're dunking is donuts, you fat whore. Yeah. Not happening. Not happening. So, yeah. And the reason why is a long time ago, the first wife, Zane's mom, she bought me a work done jersey. He played. He was a running back for the Bucks and played at Florida State.
Work done?
Warwick.
Sorry.
Dunn. Great guy. Awesome player. 160 pounds.
Oh, no.
Soaking wet. Number 28. And I put on, this is when I was really fat, right? So I had, because now I'm fat. But I was, oh, God damn, get that boy to Houston fat, right?
Yeah.
Look at you. I was Dr. Now fat, and... I had a 5XL work done jersey.
They made those?
It was a special order. And I don't know. I think they've changed it now with modern times. But back in the 90s, they didn't make bigger numbers. The numbers were the same.
Oh, no.
So I had this 5XL work done jersey with 28 in small print. Right in the center of my chest.
Yeah, like font size 12. Like
yeah, like somebody typed it on my chest.
Did it look good?
No!
Oh.
I look like a goddamn idiot. Look like I made it myself. And I go, hey, I'm not going to wear this anymore. I wore it one time, and people are like, hey, who's that on your? Dude, jerseys are one of those things. If they look bad, they're the worst thing. Like, you can't. Like,
yeah.
Because I remember this guy was wearing a Derrick Brooks jersey one time, and the numbers were... He had, like, dried it, like, 100 times, so the numbers were almost completely faded off. And I was with my buddy, and my buddy goes, yo, bro, who's that you got on your jersey? Is that Derrick Brooks? I laughed so hard. I was laying on the concrete, like, the funniest thing ever. And now every time I see a faded number, it's like it's whispered. Oh, who you wearing there? Is that Tom Brady? Get another jersey, old trash ass. Speaking of Tom, what's up, Tom?
What's happening, brother?
Chilling, man. What's going on?
The best Apple turnovers is at Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one free.
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to doubt you because their donuts, fire, kid. I got their donuts for us a couple months ago, right when this whole pandemic first started. I had to duck some Puerto Rican girl coughing in my aisle, and I still got the donuts, brought them over here. You know what? In all fairness, she could have been Cuban. But those donuts were fire. So if you say their damn turnovers are good, I'll risk COVID-19 to go get some tomorrow.
And you can, instead of buying two apple turnovers, you can buy one apple turnover and get a cherry one for free, too.
Get the F out!
Yep, that's it, brother.
Thanks, man.